This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of us are in the mood to give, right? And, you know, we've been kind of talking about what to do in terms of a gift that will really matter. You know, I get so frustrated around, you know, holidays and birthdays when, like, for example, you go to a kid's birthday party. And the kid just has tons of presents. And you spent a lot of money. You took a lot of time buying that kid a present. And it goes into a big pile of other presents. And you're like, well, will the present stand out? Well, whatever. And when it does open up, maybe for the first few seconds, like, oh, so-and-so got me this. And then that's it. And I just like to get a little more gain on a gift. And so we kind of talked about the different ideas that are out there. You know, things that can last longer, like a book or a gift card. I mean, a gift card usually gets saved and used at a later date. Some of these fruit of the month or wine of the month clubs where things come months later so you remember, oh, so-and-so is still sending their gifts. You get a little bit more longevity for that. And I know it's stupid. That's not why you give a gift. You don't give a gift so people remember and like you. You give a gift out of love. But giving a gift out of love that is unappreciated or underappreciated makes you not want to give as much the next time around. And I have no problem admitting that. I wanted to start a scholarship fund for my father. And the money I had donated to this one charity, got sucked up really fast, and I didn't hear from them again. And then I go, well, so I called up about 6 months to a year later, and I'm like, you know, whatever happened? Was there a recipient of the scholarship? Was there? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I go, well, I gave you guys $1,000 to start, and I was going to be putting money in. And they go, oh, let's look it up. Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you for doing that. And I'm like, okay, $1,000 was a lot of money. It was supposed to turn around and help a couple students. And it was, and, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe if I'm gonna have $1,000, maybe what I'll do is I'll give it to a, you know, children's charity, or I'll do, you know what I mean? It does make you think twice. And you're allowed to do that. I mean, I understand there's a lot of different levels of charity. And there's a lot of different levels of, in Judaism, we've talked about this, it's called tzedakah. And we're supposed to do tzedakah. We're supposed to be helping others. But there's a lot of varying degrees of that. The lowest degree is, you know, all right, everybody, I'm going to do this for you. I'm feeding you. Everybody, look, I'm feeding you. You guys, I'm the one that is doing this. You know, where you're kind of barking, you know, and tooting your own horn. It's still considered tzedakah and charity, but it's like the worst kind to do. It's not the highest level. The highest level is where nobody sees you donate. You donate and it helps a bunch of people. Like these people that drop off anonymous checks that pay off people's layaway. Or just somebody just drops off an anonymous check at a charity. They don't know who's going to get the money. They don't know what's, you know, but they, and nobody knows that it's from them. That is one of the highest levels. And so you see that a lot. You know, people ask, why would somebody do that? I mean, they're donating all this money and it's anonymous, and it's because in their religion, and just like in my religion, that's how charity's kind of supposed to be. But I get a little tainted and a little jaded, I should say, when, you know, I, you know, put money together and I, you know, and it's obviously something that, you know, smarts a little bit, right? Because, you know, and that's what makes it, you know, charity isn't, oh, yeah, I have all this money here, just take some. It's, okay, you know, this is going to hurt a little bit, but it's going for a good cause. That's some of the better type of charity to do. And so I get a little jaded when you do that, and nobody cares or they forget about it, and you're like, well, wait a second, I could have done more with it. I could have helped more people. So an article has surfaced, which is really interesting, on how maybe what you could do for Christmas is help pay somebody's medical bill. They say 4 in 10 adults received a surprisingly high medical invoice within the last year, according to a September survey from the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation. And they say medical bills top the list of financial commitments that Americans are afraid they won't be able to afford. Ahead of prescription drugs, rent or gas, etc. So they give us guidelines on how to help somebody with their medical bills. Now, because there's a lot of scams out there, like people pretending that they have cancer, so they have some GoFundMe page, so you put money there, I would suggest actually going to the medical office and paying the bill. You don't have to violate their privacy if they tell you where to go. So, if you are paying money, pay it directly to the hospital or the physician or the medical provider. Now, they say those payments are exempt from federal reporting and tax requirements, but only if they go to the business or person that provided the service. They say you can't give the money to your neighbor and then have them pay their own expenses. But they say payments to friends or family members exceeding $15,000 per year must be reported as a gift to federal tax officials, who track them as part of lifetime gift limits. They say the vast majority of Americans will never have to worry about reaching the threshold. You could give up to $11.4 million to an heir or loved one before having to pay any federal taxes under the new rules. But if you do that, it's a tax-deductible gift. So, but only for certain medical expenses and only for dependents. They go, they must be a family member, part of your household, like grandparents, cousins, in-laws, adopted children. And if you show that you provide at least 50% of their financial support, that could, you know, be kind of tax deductible. If a person meets those requirements, you could deduct medical expenses exceeding 10% of your annual gross income from your tax return. So an individual earning $100,000 in 2019 could deduct medical expenses over 10 grand. Now, what expenses qualify? Well, it depends. You know, anything for a medical condition, surgery, rehab, prescription drugs, eyeglasses. If they're getting cosmetic procedures or over-the-counter drugs, maybe no. But even if you're not, you know, doing this to get a tax deduction, there's a lot of things you could do. So, like, if somebody, you know, needs new glasses, and you're trying to figure out what kind of a gift to get them for Christmas, buying them their glasses, you know, with their prescription and the frames they want, that's a gift that's going to last a long time. Buying them a little basket of some Tylenol and, you know, stool softener. I would love stool softener for Christmas. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one headline that has, I mean, you would think it's fluff, but it's really not. Because we worry about people being depressed on the holidays and suicides and people drinking too much, etc. Is this headline that 3 in 4 Americans struggle with loneliness. Now, there was a headline a few months ago talking about loneliness and how people are lonely. But what's interesting about this story, the spin on this one, is that there are 3 episodes in your life or 3 times in someone's life where they may experience loneliness more. One is when somebody's in their late 20s. Another is when they're in their mid-50s. Maybe they go through a midlife crisis. And then another one is when they're in their late 80s. you lose a spouse, you don't have a lot of people around you. But what about when you're in your 20s? What about in your 50s? Now, this loneliness thing is becoming more and more widespread. 3 out of every 4 people. And I think the number is even higher than that. According to researchers, they say wisdom appeared to be a strong factor in avoiding feelings of loneliness. People who had qualities of wisdom like empathy, compassion, control over their emotions, self-reflection, were much less likely to feel lonely. They say the extent of loneliness detected in the study was a surprise because this was a normal population. This was not a group of people at high risk for emotional problems. Yet on the other hand, the peaks of loneliness discovered in the study made sense. They said there are 3 periods of life that are full of stress for different reasons. So Dr. Jest and from the University of California, San Diego, Dr. Dilip Jest, a professor of psychiatry and neuroscience, I guess surveyed 340 average adults. So it's not the biggest study. Age 27 to 101, living in San Diego. Each person's loneliness was measured using several different measures, including a 20-point loneliness scale. About 76% of people showed serious signs of loneliness based on the results from a UCLA questionnaire. 54% gauged as moderately lonely, 22% ranked as highly lonely. Now, loneliness, some people think means social isolation. Loneliness could be lack of the desired social relationships or a discrepancy between actual social relationships and desired. So there's a discrepancy between what I want and what I have. I mean, you could be lonely and married and have friends, but their hearts may not feel like that's enough. Now, they say highly lonely people, people who really felt lonely, were many times single, lived alone, and had a personal income of less than $35,000. And with the peak times of loneliness, and we'll talk a little bit more about this and why this matters, they say the late 20s was one of the peaks because it was a time when people are making choices that will affect the rest of their lives, such as their career, their choice of life partner, and where they will settle. So it puts a lot of responsibility. It's a difficult period. And when you compare yourself to others, you might feel like you're not doing as well as your peers. And, of course, looking at what's going on social media, you'll always think inferior. I'll never think I'm pretty or skinny or, making enough money, you know, or eating at the right restaurants or eating a beautiful lunch. I mean, everybody posts their lunch, and I'm like, what the hell am I eating? You know, I had some beef jerky for lunch. I'm not going to post that. But then again, most people don't post their beef jerky. The mid-50s are when people tend to experience a midlife crisis, as signs of aging highlight the fact that their time on earth is limited. So you see some of your friends dying, sometimes family members. You become aware of your mortality for the first time. In your 50s, many times you've lost your parents. Now, I lost my dad in my 30s. That hit hard. Thank God my mom's still alive. But when you're in your 50s, you start to realize that you're not one of the kids anymore. You're going to slowly become grandma, grandpa. You're going to slowly become the patriarch or matriarch, and that's pretty frightening. Especially if your family doesn't like you. That happens. And then, of course, by the late 80s, you are surrounded by family, but most of the family, they don't want to hang out with you. They want to go see Deadpool 18. That's what I'm worried about. The kids are going to want to see Deadpool 18. I'm going to want to see it, too, because I love the Deadpool movies. But, you know, they're going to be in a hurry, so they're going to leave me, and then I won't get to see the movie with them. And people who suffer from loneliness tend to have depression, anxiety, and stress. Now, I think this is bigger. I think this is bigger, okay? I think the older we get, the less we like people. Now, when I was younger, oh my gosh, I couldn't be around enough people. There were some real jerks in high school, some real jerks, but I went to 12 schools. So I was always able to find friends, and I was always able to find idiots. You know? But then I went to college, and I remember having, a voice message machine, right? A voicemail machine. Was it called voicemail or an answering machine? It's called an answering machine. And, I would come home, and there would be always lights, beeping like there was a message. And I remember telling myself, I wonder what would happen if I ever came home and there was no messages. Would I get depressed by that? Now, it rarely happened. And again, a lot of them were stupid calls and things like that. And, I would get a little upset if, the guy I liked didn't call. But, always busy, always something to do. Then I go to medical school. And by medical school, so I got into medical school. So, okay, so I finished high school when I was 17, 18. Started college and left college when I was 22. Was in medical school from 22 to 26. Got married when I was 26 in my fourth year of medical school. So my mid-20s, I started to notice the answering machine not be as lit. Now, mind you, it's because you just, you know, we're in medical school. Medical school is a very busy time. But I started noticing that, you know, I'm not going out as much. I'm not hanging out as much. And, I, of course, I have to buckle down. I also worked. I waited tables while I was in medical school. So I'm not going to be hitting all the parties. I still went out a lot, but it was a lot less. And then I got married when I was 26. So I got married when I was 26 and a half. And most of my friends were guys. Well, they really aren't going to be calling when I'm married. And my husband's not going to really like that. And my girlfriends would call, and we talked a lot. But my girlfriends who weren't married, do you think they wanted to hear about my married life when they still haven't gotten a ring on it? So things started to change, but I wasn't lonely. I was in a marriage. It was fine. Then you have your kids, and you notice you're busy, you're busy, you're busy. So I understand you could be a little lonely in your 20s. I get that. When you're in your 50s, though, and your whole life has been like that where you're busy, and now the kids move out or the kids don't want to hang out with you. You know, already my boys are like, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to go out to dinner. I don't want to go. No, I'm going to see that with my friends. When your kids are starting to do stuff with their girlfriends or their friends, it's, you know, you're like, okay. So luckily I have my husband. And then you're like, okay, well, now let me start hanging out with my friends who have kids who are also on their own. So you do, you can start to spice up your social life. But and if you alienated people for a while, and a lot of people do, a lot of families will do that. They'll be like, you know what, it's just about my family. That's all who I want to hang out with. Then when the family goes off, you're kind of friendless. So you want to make sure you keep that up, and nobody talks about that. And then you also want to stay active with your church or temple. I think that helps as well. A lot of us don't because we feel guilty. We're like, oh, wait a second, they're more religious than I am, so I'll feel guilty. Don't. No. It's okay. Trust me. I'm sure a lot of them aren't doing what they're supposed to either. But the one thing I notice is as we get older, we don't like people. People get on our nerves. You'll go out to dinner, and somebody will say, let's split the bill. So you're like, okay, that's good. That's fair. But then you notice they bought an expensive bottle of wine when you just had iced tea. And you're like, okay, wait a second. You probably should have, really, we split the bill. And you don't want to say anything. You're like, no big deal. But, you know, those little things start to add up. And then you're like, no. I don't want to go out to dinner because I don't want to get screwed. And you don't want to say separate checks. You know, or, you know, you go to a party, you bring a present, they come to your house, go to your party, they don't bring anything. Or you start to notice little stupid stuff. Or you think they're only being friends with you because they want a prescription. Or they want a job. Or they want a reference. And, you know, you're like, okay, wait a second here. And so I think a lot of times this loneliness may be because it's a defense mechanism where you have been jaded by people, slighted. You see some people for who they are, and you're like, you know what? I don't want to be around other people. Now, let me tell you, there are good people there. Good people. Real good people. And make sure you do find them. And make sure you do start to forge friendships. But it's very easy to find yourself alone when you're surrounded by idiots and jerks. And the other thing, too, is don't try to find your Fred and Ethel Mertz. I talk about this all the time. Fred and Ethel Mertz was, you know, Lucy and Desi's, you know, neighbors and landlords in I Love Lucy. You're not always going to find a Fred and Ethel Mertz that you could trust your home to. But at least go out. Have some friends. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required.
So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial government shutdown has no end in sight as a debate continues over $5 billion for President Trump's border wall. The House has passed a funding bill including the $5 billion that President Trump's demanding, but it doesn't have enough votes yet to pass in the Senate, where Democrats are standing firm. Mercedes Schlapp is a White House spokeswoman.
They are not willing to budge, at least at this point, in terms of providing funds for physical barrier in that area.
Meanwhile, the Senate's created its own bill that doesn't have funding for the wall. The earliest any bill could pass would be on Thursday, as the Senate's adjourned till then. Rescue efforts continue in Indonesia, where over 300 people are dead after a tsunami that was sparked by an underwater volcano. About 1,000 people are injured. This is USA Radio News.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 1 in 4 people globally will have a stroke at age 25 or older, according to a new study. 1 in 4 of us will have a stroke. That's according to a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Can news get any more positive today? Researchers from the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation looked at global, regional, and country-specific lifetime risks of stroke. And they looked at it from the years 1990 and then again in 2016. And they found that the risk of suffering from a stroke from the age of 25 onward was 24.9%, or almost 25%, which is up from 22.8% in 1990. Now, this included the risk of having a stroke for the first time in your life, an ischemic stroke where it's kind of like a blood clot or lack of blood flow, and a hemorrhagic stroke. They said, we calculated the lifetime risk among persons 25 years of age or older because incidence rates of stroke among younger people are low and less dependent on modifiable risk factors. They kind of talk a lot of jumbo, but anyway, they calculated it. And I guess they found what was most striking is that there were places you could live where stroke risk is much, much higher than it needs to be. So where is stroke risk the highest? They say if you live in East Asia, Central Europe, or Eastern Europe, that risk went up to 38.8% for East Asia, 31.7% in Central Europe, Eastern Europe, 31.6%. Now, what about the U.S.? The U.S. had a rate of 23.0 to 28.9, almost 30%. Now, who were at the greatest risk? Men. Men in China, their risk went up to 41.1%. Women in Latvia went up to 41.7%. They also found that China was the country with the greatest difference of risk between men and women. Women's risk was 36.7%. This is according to CNN. And meanwhile, the risk in Central Asia, Southern and Tropical Latin America, High-Income Asia, Pacific, Southern Sub-Saharan Africa, that decreased. Sub-Saharan Africa had the lowest risk of stroke. Now, what does that mean for you or I? We don't talk a lot about stroke. We should. Stroke is one of the leading causes of death. It pales to heart disease, so we always talk about heart disease. But there are two types of strokes. One, less common, where you get a bleed in the brain. And the other is when you have ischemic stroke, where you have lack of blood flow. It could be a little cholesterol plaque. It could be high blood pressure. It could be diabetes. There's a lot of things that could put you at risk. Smoking. Now, you would think, because we're going down on smoking, and we're smoking less, we're at less risk for stroke. But we're hearing reports that marijuana use could increase your risk for heart attack and stroke. Anything that interferes with blood flow, whether it's a toxin, whether it's something that may play around with the vessel diameter, can decrease blood flow to the brain. And ischemic stroke is much more common than hemorrhagic stroke. And these ischemic strokes many times don't just feel like, you know, okay, I can't walk, or I'm numb on one side, or I have garbled speech. Many times we get these little baby ischemic strokes when we don't even know about it. You know, a lot of people get diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and they don't actually get the testing for it. They go, all right, he has dementia, so he has Alzheimer's. He could. Alzheimer's is one of the number one causes, but what about multi-infarct dementia? You know, I had a family member who had diabetes, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure. They believe she had Alzheimer's, but I believe she had multi-infarct dementia. Having high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol does that. And if a third of us are obese, obesity is going to give rise to having high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure. So we could prevent this. We could prevent it. But it's scary stuff. So, you know, I don't like giving you guys these, you know, stories because you're like, okay, well, you know, what could I do? I know I got to eat right. I know I got to exercise. I know I have to. I know. It's not fun. But again, I am a doctor. I am your radio doctor. Okay? We bond. Look, somebody needs to yell at you. Now, here's some good news. They say just 6 months of walking may reverse cognitive decline. Reverse it. If you get your heart pumping, walk, cycle just 3 times a week, new research says it will improve your thinking skills, not to mention a heart-healthy diet. And it can maybe shave years off your brain's functional age. Now, this is a study that was published yesterday in the Journal of Neurology. They say our operating model was that by improving cardiovascular risk, you're also improving neurocognitive functioning. You're improving brain health at the same time as improving heart health. Many experts are already convinced about the benefits of lifestyle interventions to reduce risk of Alzheimer and dementia. But, you know, does exercise work? So with this study, Dr. Blumenthal, who I believe is a clinical psychologist at Duke, was, you know, long studying the effects of diet and exercise on depression and cardiac health. But he said, I don't think there was another study that looked at the separate and combined effects of exercise and diet in slowing cognitive decline in patients who are vulnerable to develop dementia. So we enrolled 160 adults who had high blood pressure and other risks for cardiovascular disease, who never exercised and who had verified cognitive concerns. Like, did they have trouble making decisions, remembering, concentrating? Now, the average age of the participants, remember, it's only 160 adults. The average age was about 65 years old. Two-thirds female, and equally divided between whites and minorities. Anyone diagnosed with dementia already or unable to exercise, they excluded. So what they then did is they took these participants and they divided them up into four groups. One group got that DASH diet. You know that DASH diet for dietary approaches to stop hypertension? Kind of a low-salt diet. Very heart healthy, not a lot of sweets and fatty foods, but big on vegetables, fruits, whole grains. That's the DASH diet. They also got a lot of guidance on how to stick to the diet because it's not really yummy. The second group, the DASH group was allowed to still be a couch potato. The second group was not encouraged to diet. This group was, you know, did non-strenuous exercise three times a week. They warmed up. They did some continuous walking, stationary cycling, some easy stuff. The third group did both. They exercised three times a week and did DASH. Then the fourth group received advice on reducing their risk during a 30-minute health call with an educator. So before each of them went and did their group thing, they got cognitive tests. They did a treadmill stress assessment, a dietary analysis. They looked at their blood pressure, blood sugar, lipids, etc. So they looked at their baseline stuff. Then after the study, they repeated all those. Now, the group who only exercised saw great improvements in their executive functioning skills than those who didn't. So if you had some controlled aerobic activity, you don't necessarily have to be, you know, doing high-impact aerobics, but some walking, yoga, cycling, it worked. They had significant impact. And they said the group who followed the DASH diet with no exercise, not a lot of difference in thinking skills. Which means we need to move. The group who combined exercise and DASH diet got the biggest benefit, as we could expect. They averaged 47 points on all overall tests compared to 42 who only exercised and 38 who were not told to change their diet and exercise habits. And the group that both dieted and exercised reversed their brain's aging by 9 years. So, the only bad part is their memory didn't necessarily improve. So, executive function, meaning how you're able to perform on tasks and do things, may improve. Will we get your memory back? I don't know. So, if you have this little mini stroke we talked about and you lost blood flow and it killed neurons, you're not going to get those neurons back. Same thing with Alzheimer's. Can we reverse the tau protein buildup and the beta amyloid? Not sure. So what that means is if you are 25 and you're listening to this, don't get the buildup. Don't get the diabetes. Don't get the high cholesterol. Don't get the high blood pressure. Once you get damage to the brain, it's going to be really, really hard to reverse. You know, I know a lot of men in their 60s, and you start hearing them say things or do things that seem a little off, and you're like, I can already start to see some of their executive functioning going. When you see that and people tell them to eat better and start exercising more, I mean it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a judge has ruled that the Harvey Weinstein case can move forward, making headlines today. The criminal case against Harvey Weinstein, the Hollywood mogul, apparently can go forward, according to a state judge in Manhattan, rejecting the Hollywood producer's arguments that errors by the police and prosecutors had tainted the grand jury and the indictment should be thrown out. Oh, he's going to, you know, they're going to try you know, anything to get this thrown out. And I guess the last time Mr. Weinstein appeared in Manhattan Criminal Court, the same judge dismissed part of the indictment against him after it was revealed that the police detective on the case had withheld crucial evidence from prosecutors. Since then, Mr. Weinstein's lawyers have received evidence, including a series of emails, intended to undermine the allegations of the remaining accusers. Mr. Weinstein stands accused of sexually assaulting two women. The defense has also raised questions about the extent of police misconduct in the case. So his lawyer, Benjamin Braffman, filed a new motion last month asking Justice James Burke to dismiss the case because prosecutors did not share highly exculpatory evidence with the grand jury and defense lawyers. But moments after entering the courtroom, he quickly announced that he would not dismiss the indictment. And then he released a written decision. So he said the court's review of the grand jury minutes shows that the presentation was legally and procedurally proper and that the people presented evidence in a fair manner. Now, prosecutors did not present a misleading account, they said, of the woman's relationship. Defense lawyers, I guess, were pretty upset by this. And at the defense table, Mr. Weinstein, 66, sat at the defense table, but several actresses were there. Kathy Najimy, Marissa Tomei, Jennifer Esposito, Michelle Hurd, Amber Tamblyn, they looked on, and they gathered as a show of support for the case against Mr. Weinstein. After the hearing, Ms. Najimy, I think Kathy Najimy is the one from Sister Act, she wanted justice to be served and the perpetrator to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. So, 80 women have accused him of sexual assault or harassment. And I guess the Me Too movement kind of was fueled by this. And what's so, I guess, historical about that, and I know a lot of us have mixed feelings about what happened with the Me Too movement. I think a lot of abuse later happened with the Me Too movement. I think a lot of false claims started to come up. And anytime there's progress, somebody does something to mess it up. So we had women claiming they were, you know, assaulted when they weren't. But it all started with, I believe, the publicity around this case, where you had somebody who was in a huge position of power, and we all knew that, you know, yes, you know, there was this underlying, you know, underlying agreements that back in the olden days, if you wanted to get a part, you had to sleep with somebody, or you had to do something to get that part. And women would run the risk of, you know, sleeping with somebody and then still not getting the part. The movie Chicago, Broadway play Chicago. Same thing. She was with a boyfriend. She fell in love with him, and he didn't really help her career. And so Harvey Weinstein has been accused of having done that. Some actresses, from what we've told, were able to succeed because of those arrangements being made. Some benefited from those arrangements. The majority of people were just completely vilified, crushed, raped, assaulted, allegedly, by arrangements being made by producers, etc. So with the reason why this Harvey Weinstein case is so iconic is because he was somebody that was one of the most powerful people in Hollywood. And when you see stars like Najimy and Marissa Tomei, these are some big, heavy stars, you know, saying that they were victims of this. You know, it allows people like me and a bunch of us who had been assaulted, that were afraid to say something, to feel like we, you know, aren't alone, we aren't tarnished. You know, it wasn't our fault. And usually when this happens, when you do get assaulted, you do feel like it was your fault. You blame yourself initially. You just do. And so on the flip side, though, we have a lot of men that have been accused wrongfully, who didn't do anything wrong. And we've had a lot of women and men use this Me Too movement to their advantage, when the Me Too movement should, in its virgin sense, be there to help people who were assaulted and really and true victims. And so this is going to start putting some closure, if he actually is convicted and found guilty and convicted, putting some closure on a lot of the assault and abuse that have happened in many industries. Now, will abuse and stuff go away completely? No. It won't. In fact, one thing that unfortunately was a consequence of the Me Too movement is there's a small window of time where anybody who did say, well, Me Too, didn't get believed. And unfortunately, if an act does happen and somebody goes, yeah, so-and-so tried to do this, it may not be, people will think they lied. Then the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and the circus that was, nobody knows what the heck happened. Somebody out of the blue says they were assaulted. Then other people came out saying they were assaulted. Then they retracted. And, you know, those of us who really were assaulted were like, okay, guys, come on now. I mean, really? How does somebody have seven FBI investigations or six prior investigations and none of this comes up and all of a sudden now, right before it becomes a Supreme Court justice? Now, I'm not saying he's 100% innocent. We don't know. But it's totally changed the way we now look at assault and abuse from people in power and how we report it. But unfortunately, if you really go down to the essence of things, I don't think a lot has changed. I think we might be right back to where we started. Somebody will be abusive because, again, this isn't about sex. This is about power. And I've seen people turn power hungry within weeks. I witnessed it firsthand, and I was amazed at how evil somebody turned. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This isn't even that much power. So power will always happen. Power hungry, greed, lust, wanting to demean people. That'll always happen. And I think right now, even with the Me Too movement, we're right now at a stage where if somebody decides to get on camera, go, I was abused or assaulted, I think we're going to have the same amount of the population still not believe them. Maybe even more. And there's a chance that we tried to progress, and then we actually went back a few steps. Once you had people lie about it, now everybody's going to assume you're a liar until you prove it. So you have to now prove you were assaulted. Then on the flip side, though, with people being wrongly accused, you can't just accuse somebody and not have proof. Then again, you don't really get proof. You know, we talked about rape kits. With rape kits, after you're raped, you need to not shower, not change your clothes, and you need to go immediately to a hospital, wait, and get examined. Well, the average person wants to take a shower as quickly as possible and scrub down to the bone. So a lot of times you don't have evidence. Or you're in shock. You are just in shock. So I don't think we've made a lot of movement. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Harvey Weinstein case. You know, because he was somebody that was too big to fail. Too big to fall. So we'll see what happens. But I'm not sure where we go from here, because bad things happen, and then bad people claim things happen, and I don't know how much different we are today than we were a year ago. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.